Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Jumpstart your day on this fantastic feel-good Friday.
Playoffs.
Playoffs started last night.
Yeah.
College football playoffs.
Go all the way through Monday with these playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
College and pro.
The great playoff payoff. That's what FanDuel calls it.
Mm. If you win.
If you win.
If not, we keep it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your contribution. It's our fundraiser.
Here's your email saying you didn't win anything. Yeah, man. Like
great game last night.
It was. Did everybody make it all the way through? Because I got to admit.
I did.
I crashed in the fourth quarter.
I watched every second of that last night. It's college football, baby. You know me. I'm addicted.
That's. I mean, I'm addicted too, but it don't matter if I'm tired. I mean, I'm lying in bed, and all of a sudden, my alarm goes off. I was like, what happened at the end of the game?
See, that's what I don't do, what you just said. I don't live in bed watching games.
That's what. That's all I do.
I can't do that. I'd be out.
I'm out. I'm automatically out.
Well, then that makes sense to me then, because like when I turned into this homebody that just stays in his bedroom all the time, that's where I watch TV there and I eat there, you know, like I do everything there. But like, yeah, I was watching the game and I was into it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I hear my alarm go off. I went, what the hell happened? And then I'm watching it on my phone and this morning on the toilet. Like
I have a rocket chair with, what's it called, ottoman?
Yeah.
If I'm watching sports in that rocking chair, I won't put my feet on the ottoman. I'm done. I'm gone. I have my feet on the floor.
I mean, I hate admitting it because I was so into the game. And, like, obviously, you have some action on it. You're into it. And it's like, this went out.
I almost pulled a Joe this morning.
What? Got a grumpy?
Oh, you didn't hear? He wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
What happened?
Joe called me on Wednesday night in a full-on panic at 5:47 almost. Actually, it's the exact
time. He thought
it
was a.m.
Oh, dude, I only have 14 minutes to get to work. We got to do something. What are we going to do? And I said, Joe, are you effing with me? It's p.m., buddy, not a.m. p.m. And he went, oh.
I had the opposite, but there was a 47 in it. I woke up at 2-something. I had a good pee. I went to the bathroom, get back to bed. I'm like, I'm lying. Oh, this is so comfortable right now. I'm like, oh, rolled up in a ball. Then finally, I look, roll over. Well, how much time I have left? I checked my phone to see if I had another 2 hours. I'm like, ah! It's 4:47! It's like, I didn't set my alarm.
Oh, man.
I forgot. I was like, jumped out of bed and got over here.
You forgot?
He did say that weird, didn't he?
I forgot. It's a fugazi.
I didn't forget. I forgot.
Y'all must have forgot.
He did two got. He did three got. He forgot.
Here we go.
Cha 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 cha. Fool got. It wasn't a half got. It was a full got.
One, two, three, four got. No. Jesus.
When he said it, I'm like, what?
I forgot.
You what?
I can't even fight back to that. What's wrong with that voice, man?
I don't know.
He said, it was so funny. I'm walking in the front door, and I hear him talking to Kramer, and Kramer's like, what's wrong with your voice? And he goes, I don't know. You're the first person I've talked to.
Oh, think about it. I don't speak to anybody. I see him at the door. I'm like, oh, no.
It's bad when Kramer asks what's wrong with your voice. Yeah.
You mean you didn't wake up and forgot that you lost your voice last night?
I don't talk to myself usually.
Oh, well, I do. That's obvious.
Intelligent conversation. Talk to myself all the time.
But, yeah, I mean, look, you're right, though. From a playoff standpoint, you just mentioned it off the air, like, I do feel bad for James Franklin because he didn't do anything wrong and he lost the game. You know, like, He went out there, because if he doesn't go for the drive to kick the field goal and they lose, people are like, oh my God, why wouldn't you do that?
The lack of execution is not always being bad coaching. Yeah. His quarterback didn't execute, period. That's not bad coaching.
And Drew Aller was fine the whole game. Like exactly. You know, and then it's just that one play.
So you call your plays based on how he's playing, am I right?
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, all these things like James Franklin. And this is my problem, too, when you say James Franklin can't win a big game. Was the game before this against Boise a big game? I think it was. Was, you know, the game was the game before that?
It's not a big game until he loses.
Yeah.
That's how it is with him. It's a big game because he loses.
Well, if you want to keep the narrative rolling, yeah.
Let's go to Bel Air and get Greg. Greg wants to talk about the game. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I just wanted to share this with you. I was doing some research about the game before it started. And I saw Stephen A., ESPN, a bunch of people on 105.7 saying, take the under. Make sure you take the under. And I was going to do it. And at the last second, I put $650 on the over. And I was a little terrified most of the game. And then it ended up hitting, and I was very happy. And I just wanted to tell you guys that.
No, man, nice work. I would say this. Like, everything would push you to take an under in that game, and everyone was betting the over. I feel like last night's game, if you took anything – you have to feel fortunate that you won in any way.
He was going to take the under, and then he forgot what everybody else said and took the over.
Forget about it. Forgot about it. I'm still trying to
look. James Franklin, 1-15 versus top 5 opponents is Penn State head coach. Man.
And look on his face, too, when he threw the interception. It's like,
oh, God.
I sat in your living room and talked to your parents.
What's that? He's coming back next year, too?
Oh, God.
No, I like Aller, but he's a college quarterback. He's not a pro guy.
The tight end for them, what's his name again?
Tyler Warren.
Joe said he's a typical Raven, and yeah, I could see that. But if he's around, I don't think he'll be around.
Not going to be there.
Are the Ravens trading up into the top 10?
Yeah, yeah.
You know who I see him replacing? It would be phenomenal, and he'll never get him because they wouldn't draft him. Yep. That's Travis Kelce, man. That's Travis Kelce.
Yeah, look, I
they'll never get him because he won't last that long, but he would be a perfect replacement for Travis Kelce.
You know who I could see getting him is the Bears. I mean, they have Cole Kmet. You've got your weapons. Keenan Allen's going to be on his way
another
out.
Another weapon for Williams?
Yeah.
Ooh. How do you feel about the defensive coordinator for Detroit turning down the interview?
For the which team was it? It was
Patriots.
Yeah, that's fair.
Exactly.
Hey, you just watched a guy go in there and get 1 year. And
well, I think it's a statement, man. I said this to Ed years ago. I'm not coming in to be the minority candidate, the minority interview, because that's all it is. They're not going to hire him. They know who they want. They want Mike Vrabel. I'm not going in just to be the minority interview. If I don't think I got a real shot at the job, I'm not fulfilling your
need to check a box.
Exactly. I'm not doing it. So I applaud him for it.
I love Aaron Glenn, and I wish more coaches would do this.
Yeah.
When you're with a successful group, you're going to get picked apart. And maybe you do get passed by at some point if it doesn't stay up. But like for now, that Detroit Lions team, you're looking at it. Their offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator are going to get picked up. If Dan Campbell keeps this thing flowing the way that it can and he gets another serviceable OC and DC in there, then they're going to get picked apart yet again. Yeah. But the problem is, if you're in that position, why not be that big fish in the small pond as an OC or a DC on a great team?
And keep winning.
Then go to one of these sorry-ass teams that, yeah, you might make a little bit of money, but you don't know if you're going to be there longer than a year.
Jeremy, I was raised by all women. All women weren't men around. And you said something that's true. I learned that when I used to hear them talk when I was a little boy. You'll get passed by if it doesn't stay up.
No. Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. 410-583-1057 is the number. We'll take a look back at Notre Dame, Penn State, and the preview on the game that I'm waiting for. Texas versus Ohio State up next, right here on The Fan. I keep forgetting.
Ooh. Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
You'll forget. You'll forget.
Should have stayed home.
Why does Michael McDonald sound like Ed Sheeran?
I keep forgetting all the love anymore.
I don't know what's going on with me. You know, I decided to get a trainer again, get back to the gym because I can. Surgery.
Is he working on your voice now?
No. But that was the issue. I'm doing the, you know, they sit you down and what do you want to accomplish and the health issues and this and that. He goes, where are you from? I swear to God, Brooklyn, New York. He goes, yeah, I can hear it.
The older, like, you get.
Damn.
See, I thought you were going another direction. I thought you were going to go in this direction. I went to a prestigious college. I came up in the ranks in New York Police Department. I ran Baltimore City Police Department and the state police. And you guys come in here and make fun of me. I thought you were going in that direction.
That's a given. We know that.
I am sorry. There are no boundaries around here. Last night, Notre Dame took care of business. Now, you had an interesting theory, Jeremy, about Notre Dame and how they were set up for this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was Danny Cannell that brought it up. But like,
I love Danny Cannell, by the way.
And it was funny because Mike Golic Jr. went after him. Like, come on, because he's a Notre Dame guy.
Yeah.
Well, Notre Dame guy and then another guy. So he's talking about Notre Dame. And the funny thing is, Notre Dame's now in the national championship. If they win, they get all $21.7 million that's supposed to go to the conference. That's all theirs.
I wonder if they share with the ACC, give them a little bit, considering the ACC let them play back in 2020, and they're not in the conference.
That's not happening.
Oh, no diddy.
I don't know you guys anything. Get out of here.
No diddy.
I don't know. Where you know me from, third grade? I don't know you, man.
Go that way.
Exactly. And it's like, so Danny Cannell brought it up and was talking about the fact that they can't be one of the top four teams. The best they can be is five. And you really set yourself up because as five, you're going to play the worst next round team. You're going to play the worst division winner in the next round.
Right.
Or conference winner, excuse me.
And this year was Georgia because Georgia had a backup quarterback.
And well, that's what I'm saying to you. Like, you don't want to play Georgia there, but do you want to play Georgia if they have a backup quarterback?
Yes.
And
Georgia wouldn't have been there probably if they didn't have a backup quarterback.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, like there's debates over this, but like if Ohio State goes and wins, I think Ohio State gets $1.7 million and the rest of it gets split up between the conference. Getting $21 million as a bonus for winning the national championship, plus all the other things that come along with it, you're going to be selling gear, national championship, yeah, all that stuff that comes along with it is just crazy.
People wear Notre Dame gear anyway.
Yeah.
Imagine now.
I'd be damned if I wear Notre Dame gear.
I did. I had one of the cool. They had the coolest hat. They had the fighting Irish, the little leprechaun with these dukes up.
No.
And like bright green on a black hat.
I got no dukes. I only got these hooves.
Oh, sorry. That's an Adam Sandler thing.
Towson. Towson's never playing. Texas, Ohio State. Your thoughts on that one tonight?
I think this is tough. There was this thing that was out yesterday of 5-star, 4-star, 3-star recruits on each team.
Uh-huh.
And it was funny because Notre Dame and Penn State each had 3 5-star recruits on the team. I would have figured they would have had more, but that's just what they had set up. If you look at Texas has, I think, 8 or 9, and Ohio State has 16 5-star recruits. Like, it's an embarrassment of riches of what Ohio State has, and it's almost embarrassing that they didn't go undefeated. Now, Oregon was a good team, but like, and in Michigan, you look at some of those, you're going, what's going on here? You know, but
I think Ohio State boat races them tonight. I think they're giving them six. I think they boat race them tonight.
It's tough to argue against that because Ohio State's looked so impressive late in the season. It's like, man.
Yeah.
I think we keep forgetting how good Texas's defense is.
I hear you.
I know Cam Scadabo made them look like they were soft. That's the best defense in the country, in my opinion.
But I'll be honest, I thought Arizona State was the better team that day.
Well, I mean, in the second half, Cam Scadabo just went off. Like, we were going over his numbers. He's like, yeah, he almost had 200-yard rushing. He had 2 touchdowns rushing. He had a touchdown receiving. Oh, yeah, he threw a touchdown pass, too, in that game.
Yeah.
So he had one of the most amazing games. And
the defense hadn't looked that great in the playoffs, though. Even though they beat Clemson. Clemson would put, 24 points on them?
Mm-hmm.
And then last week with Arizona State there, you're talking about two teams that aren't known for their offense putting up offensive numbers. Well, Arizona State puts up some numbers, but they shouldn't have put them up against them.
Yeah, I haven't fully decided what I'm doing tonight because I do like Texas plus the 6. But all the things Rob's saying, like I kind of agree with. I think the right play tonight, honestly, is the under. And nobody's ever said, oh, my God, it's only 53. These teams are going to score. I think it's the right play tonight. I thought Penn State was the right play last night. I would have told you to lean under because of, I mean, you look at it, the number 2 rushing defense, the number 1 passing defense. Mm-hmm. And, again, any way you slice it last night, the books did a perfect job because, you know, you needed one thing to break your way or the other to win the over, the under, either side. Just kind of crazy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Have you guys noticed the seating for the Final Four? It was number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8.
Yeah, that's why people were talking about...
the top four teams did not make it.
Did they get it wrong? Every time something happens...
No team with a bye made it to the semifinals.
Yeah. So that's going to be the thing now. It's like, oh, do you even want to buy? Don't you want, like, you want to keep playing these? Yeah, you do. Get your damn buy. You think Nick Saban wouldn't want to buy? Give him 2 weeks to get ready for these teams, see what happens.
You're done. You're cooked.
So.
Giving Nick Saban time was like giving Bill Belichick time. He'll give them guys time, man. He will pick you apart.
Andy Reid, the same thing after a bye week.
Exactly.
You give that guy 2 weeks, and that offense is going to be cooking in the first quarter.
The defense be on the other side of the scrimmage telling you what play you're about to run. I know what you're about to run. You're about to go over there, aren't you? I'll meet you over there.
But it is interesting, though. Like, I've talked to a lot of people that really, really like this college football playoff. And not that that should be a surprise.
I love it.
I talked to somebody last night that thinks it's going to be bigger than March Madness eventually.
I think he's right. Whoever it was. Because I'm liking this, and I think the more the people aren't used, I think they're not even used to it yet. This is cool. This is so much better than they just selected it.
And that says a lot, because you don't like changing sports.
No.
You hate change when it comes to sports,
yes.
And you like this. You're more tuned to this.
Yeah, this is the best thing they've done in college sports, in my opinion, in my memory. This is good. I used to hate the national championships, the selection committee, the way they did things. That was nonsense. Wow, my opinion. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Look at this.
So if you have 8, if you're 9 or 10 and you get left out, so what? You 8.
I think the college football playoff will have a chance to be better, but it will never compete with the first round of March Madness. I don't think anything can. Like,
so you're saying men won't get vasectomies for the first round of college football playoffs? No vasectomies?
No vasectomies. No, but like, in all honesty, those...
Because that's the number one vasectomy time in America.
the first weekend, but realistically, those first 2 days, like, it's... That's when I like to see an upset. I don't want upsets in the Sweet 16 and when we move on. I don't want an 8 seed making a run to the Final Four. But that's me. I want to see the best play the best. That being said, I do think the first round of March Madness is one of the best things you can watch in sports because there's literally 4 games going on at a time. And you're just...
Well, that's the difference. I mean, I agree with you with that because they can't.
It's attention overload.
Like, yeah, because football can't compete with that. They can't play all games.
Yeah.
What Jeremy said is so true. We want underdogs until we get to the Sweet 16 or Elite Eight.
Nobody wants to admit it, though.
I admit it. I don't. What I want to see them for? I don't know who they are.
I asked the question.
Where is that school located? I don't
care. I asked a question on my show way back when we were talking about a team that made a run. I don't remember which crappy-ass team. That's the wrong way to put it. The teams like Florida Gulf Coast and George Mason and these teams that made a run. It was one of those years we were talking about it. I said, is this honestly what you want? And people were like, yeah. I was like, yeah. You didn't want to see Duke play Kansas or UNC play Connecticut. Mm-hmm. You wanted to see Florida Gulf Coast because they throw a lot of oops.
No, I don't want to see that mess.
You know, like, again, and maybe you were being honest with me, or maybe you're just BSing because it's kind of cool when you see, like, when I watch all season, I want to see the best play the best.
Wild card round picks at 7 o'clock. Don't go anywhere, but on the other side, Zay Flowers out for Saturday and could be out for the divisional round as well. Getting Wallace and likely. Be the key for the Ravens' offense with Zay's injury. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, save 50% off all window styles, plus a bonus 10% off and zero interest for 6 years. Book now at 866-90-NATION or at windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah.
Who's the best football player in the National Football League?
Lamar Jackson.
So he has to play like the best football player in the National Football League on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he has to do whatever he has. Ken McCusick said it best. Lamar has to come to grips, Ed, with the fact that he has to take matters into his own hands. That's what Jordan did.
Yeah.
That's what great players do. When they don't do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Jordan passed it off to Paxson and let him hit the jumper. Why? Because the defense drew to him. He trusted his teammates. But when you have to take matters into your own hand, you have to be willing to do it because you can do it.
Yeah, and he does. I think he will. I feel he's just more confident this season. And that admission he made about getting too tight and antsy in the playoffs, I know people are going to criticize him because it kind of confirms what everyone was thinking. But I think it's good that he realized that. And maybe he's over it. If he is, good luck doing something about him.
I mean, I look at Lamar in these situations, too, and he knows it. Even if he plays his ass off and they lose, it's always going to come back to him. But, yeah, we've had some interesting games here in the postseason. We've heard Lamar come out and say here recently, which I was happy to hear, like, hey, I get butterflies in my stomach. I get a little amped up for these games. I got to settle myself down.
That's what happened in Cleveland. He had butterflies in his stomach. He had to go to the bathroom to let butterflies out.
Was it just butterflies? Because it seemed like he was in there for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
So, but no, like, again, this is how things go. One team's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't need to tell everybody this over and over again. Everybody else seems to be failures by a lot of other people's standards. Like, you can't have a good season unless it ends in a Super Bowl. And I think if you're Ravens, that's probably true, just for the simple fact that you should have won one already. So now fans
should have at least been there.
Yeah, you've done a bunch of different things that make fans happy. But as soon as you get to a certain point, they want more. You win one, I want two.
Yeah.
You win two, I want three. So, I think coming into this game, and it's weird because you're facing the Steelers, who everybody said, Mike Tomlin's got his number and the Steelers have his number. Didn't look that way in the last game, but we'll see.
Here's the thing. Lamar Jackson has often played in a regular season like he was the best player in the league. He's often showed us that. He's never shown us that in the postseason. He's never looked like the best player in the league in the postseason. People, you can say what you want. You can defend him. You can just do whatever you want to do. Lamar Jackson has never played like the best player in the NFL and lost a game. Not in the postseason.
Ever, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. I ain't saying that. All I said was people had fatigue over him. But, I'm not saying that.
So if he plays like the best player in the league and he loses the playoff game, I think the narrative still changes, man. He played his ass off. But he always leaves something on the field in playoff losses. Every one of them, he's left something on the field. He has to leave nothing out there. Just unload your bag of tricks and go for broke. That's how the Ravens get to New Orleans. Go for broke. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. I'm excited about tomorrow. I got the bourbon in the cabinet.
What kind of bourbon? What kind of bourbon you got, Johnny?
Oh, Rob, I'm straight bullet, man. The bullet of the natural light. That's me, baby.
You like bullet? All right, no problem.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. If Isaiah Likely can pull in 60 yards of receiving, does he carry the weight for not having Zay in the game?
You could say that. I mean, he could have 60 yards receiving with Zay playing. I don't think we ought to go into this, Johnny, looking at replacing Zay. Well, the game plan itself needs to be a little bit different without Zay.
Right, maybe. Okay, I get what you're saying, Rob. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to call you on Monday because I know we're going to play Denver next week.
Well, you can call us Monday. Because if they were playing Sunday, you couldn't call us Monday because you'd still be hungover from that trash-ass bullet.
Make sure you buy Rob a shot of bullet if you see him out. He loves it.
Who are you laughing at?
Because I remember that story.
What story?
Him sending back
turning
a shot.
Back a bullet. Did somebody buy you a bullet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. See, now don't try to forget that. Somebody bought him a shot.
Robbie Davis. Like, Robbie's first base. Robbie
that was
Jr.
Robbie?
Robbie Jr.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He and I went out one Thursday just hanging out. Mm-hmm. We used to do that all the time. We used to hanging out. So we went to, what's this place right up the road here?
At the Valley Inn?
Valley Inn. We met at the Valley Inn. It was nice outside. It was beautiful outside. It was like towards the back end of the summer. Mm-hmm. And, he saw me parking, so he ordered me a drink. And
what a good dude to order somebody a drink.
I picked up the glass, and I put it to my mouth. He said, "It's a bullet." And I put it back down. I said, "What else you got over there?"
I wish somebody could have just seen Rob act that out, because that's the funniest effing thing. Like, he literally took his cup and put it to his mouth and went, "Ugh, yeah. What's that one? What's this one over here?"
"What's wrong?" I said, "I'll drink bullet, bro. I'll drink
bullet." Dude, it's a shot. Just throw the damn thing back.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is a shot. Did it come in a shot glass? It's a shot.
See, that's where you're wrong. Bourbon is not in a shot glass. If you give me bourbon in a shot glass, then we're fighting.
You bourbon said he bought you a shot.
Bourbon is in a rocks glass.
No, 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 no. You said he bought you a shot.
But it's not. You said it's a shot glass. It's not a shot. You don't put bourbon
you
in a shot.
You said he bought you a shot. A shot goes in a shot glass. If you're having a bourbon, it's going to go in a rocks glass. And why wouldn't you say he bought me a bourbon, not a shot of bourbon?
Because it's still called a shot of bourbon. You put it in a rocks glass. It's still, you don't put bourbon in a shot glass. You don't do that. What? You know who does that?
What?
Who puts bourbon in a shot glass?
People doing shots, I guess.
Yeah.
Who shoots bourbon?
I do. I've shot everything.
Oh, man, you don't shoot bourbon.
What?
No, you don't.
Man, I remember when they took when I was downtown and they took me into that vault at the game
place. It's
like
picking
place.
Up a steak with your hands.
It can happen. But in that vault place, they took me in for
they
this.
Took you what?
Into the vault, the game. They had a vault of like high-end liquor.
Uh-huh.
And I had like a $200 tab every time I walked in, which it's impossible to spend $200 in alcohol at that place. You know, there's a lot of fun things to do. So they take me in there, and the guy's like, here, let me give you this high-end tequila. And he pours it in the shot glass.
Yeah.
What do you think I did? I
shot different. It. You shoot tequila.
No, not when a bottle is like $700.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sip it. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really expensive, it was like $75 a shot.
Oof.
And I just threw it back. I was like, that was pretty good. You want to give me another one? He's like, no, not if you're going to do that. I offended the man.
He cuts his pearls?
Yeah. I was like, oh. You're supposed to enjoy that. I did. No, I'd like to enjoy another one now.
I don't put bourbon in the shot glass.
That's okay.
Yeah, he got me. It was a rocks glass, and I just didn't do it.
Send it back.
I paid for it.
It still doesn't matter to me.
It does matter.
A fine gesture.
It's not like some stranger. It's not like we just met. That's my dude. Trust me, he wasn't offended.
Didn't you send something back when you were in New York with Ed?
Did he send something
Didn't
back
someone there? Give you a drink, or that was just when you just weren't paying attention?
That's when he...
I thought someone, he wasn't paying attention, someone gave him a drink, and he was like, nah.
He whiffed on a threesome.
Rob's...
Oh, well.
I didn't whiff.
He took the pitch.
I didn't whiff. I did a... I had an intentional walk, and I refused to go to first base.
I'm not. Yeah, you out? Was that Albert Bell?
I Albert Belled them.
I thought you said it was hard to finish until you saw the husband crying in the corner. Is that?
You think that chair's for?
By the way, Rob talking about sending his gift back. It gives me those feels of Will Ferrell in Old School. Remember at his wedding when he got the bread maker, and he goes to like the 5-year-old's birthday party, and he re-gifts him the bread maker. I didn't want this. This is for you.
Word of stupid at 7:15. But on the other side, we'll take a look at the NFL wild card round up next on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah.
Who's the best football player in the National Football League?
Lamar Jackson.
So he has to play like the best football player in the National Football League on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he has to do whatever he has. Ken McCusick said it best. Lamar has to come to grips, Ed, with the fact that he has to take matters into his own hands. That's what Jordan did.
Yeah.
That's what great players do. When they don't do it all the time. Mm-hmm. Jordan passed it off to Paxson and let him hit the jumper. Why? Because the defense drew to him. He trusted his teammates. But when you have to take matters in your own hand, you have to be willing to do it because you can do it.
Yeah, and he does. I think he will. I feel he's just more confident this season. And that admission he made about getting too tight and antsy in the playoffs, I know people are going to criticize him because it kind of confirms what everyone was thinking. But I think it's good that he realized that. And maybe he's over it. If he is, good luck doing something about him.
I mean, I look at... Look at Lamar in these situations, too, and he knows it. Even if he plays his ass off and they lose, it's always going to come back to him. But, yeah, we've had some interesting games here in the postseason. We've heard Lamar come out and say here recently, which I was happy to hear, like, hey, I get butterflies in my stomach. I get a little amped up for these games. I got to settle myself down.
That's what happened in Cleveland. He had butterflies in his stomach. He had to go to the bathroom to let butterflies out.
Was it just butterflies? Because it seemed like he was in there for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
So, but no, like, again, this is how things go. One team's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't need to tell everybody this over and over again. Everybody else seems to be failures by a lot of other people's standards. Like, you can't have a good season unless it ends in a Super Bowl. And I think if you're Ravens, that's probably true just for the simple fact that you should have won one already. So now fans
should
like,
at least been there.
Yeah, you've done a bunch of different things that make fans happy. But as soon as you get to a certain point, they want more. You win one, I want two.
Yeah.
You win two, I want three. So, I think coming into this game, and it's weird because you're facing the Steelers, who everybody said, Mike Tomlin's got his number, and the Steelers have his number. Didn't look that way in the last game, but we'll see.
Here's the thing. Lamar Jackson has often played in a regular season like he was the best player in the league. He's often showed us that. He's never shown us that in the postseason. He's never looked like the best player in the league in the postseason. People, you can say what you want. You can defend him. You can do whatever you want to do. Lamar Jackson has never played like the best player in the NFL and lost a game. Not in the postseason.
I don't remember ever, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. I ain't saying that. All I said was he had a little – people had fatigue over him. But, you know, I'm not saying that.
So if he plays like the best player in the league and he loses a playoff game, I think the narrative still changes, man. He played his ass off. You know, but he always leaves something on the field in playoff losses. Every one of them, he's left something on the field. He has to leave nothing out there. Just unload your bag of tricks and go for broke. That's how the Ravens get to New Orleans. Go for broke. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. I'm excited about tomorrow. I got the bourbon in the cabinet.
What kind of bourbon you got, Johnny?
Rob, I'm straight bullet, man. Bullet in natural light. That's me, baby.
You like bullet? All right, no problem.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. If Isaiah Likely can pull in 60 yards of receiving, does he carry the weight for not having Zay in the game?
You could say that. I mean, he could have 60 yards receiving with Zay playing. I don't think we ought to go into this, Johnny, looking at replacing Zay. The game plan itself needs to be a little bit different without Zay.
Right, maybe. Okay, I get what you're saying, Rob. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to call you on Monday because I know we're going to play Denver next week.
Well, you know, you can call us Monday. Because if they were playing Sunday, you couldn't call us Monday because you'd still be hungover from that trash-ass bullet.
Make sure you buy Rob a shot of bullet if you see him out. He loves it.
Who are you laughing at?
Because I remember that story.
What story?
Him sending back
turning
a shot.
Back a bullet. Did somebody buy you a bullet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did. See, now don't try to forget that. Somebody bought him a shot.
Robbie Davis. Robbie's first base. Robbie
that was
Jr.
Robbie?
Robbie Jr.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He and I went out one Thursday just hanging out. Mm-hmm. We used to do that all the time. We just hanging out. So we went to, what's this place right up the road here?
What, the Valley Inn?
We met at the Valley mm-hmm. Inn. It was nice outside. It was beautiful outside. It was like towards the back end of the summer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he saw me parking, so he ordered me a drink. And
what a good dude to order somebody a drink.
I picked up the glass, and I put it to my mouth. He said, this is a bullet. And I put it back down. I said, what else you got over there?
I wish somebody could have just seen Rob act that out, because that's the funniest effing thing. Like, he literally took his cup and put it to his mouth and went, ugh, yeah. What's that one? What's this one over here?
What's wrong? I said, I don't drink bullet, bro.
Dude, it's a shot. Just throw the damn thing back.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is a shot. Did it come in a shot glass? It's a shot.
See, that's where you're wrong. Bourbon is not in a shot glass. If you give me bourbon in a shot glass, then we're fighting.
You said he bought you a shot.
Bourbon is in a rocks glass.
No. You said he bought you a shot.
But it's not. You said it's in a shot glass. It's not in a shot. You don't put bourbon in a shot glass.
You said he bought you a shot. A shot goes in a shot glass. If you're having a bourbon, it's going to go in a rocks glass. And why wouldn't you say he bought me a bourbon, not a shot of bourbon?
Because it's still called a shot of bourbon. You put it in a rocks glass. It's still, you don't put bourbon in a shot glass. You don't do that.
What?
You know who does that?
What?
Who puts bourbon in a shot glass?
People doing shots, I guess.
Yeah.
Who shoots bourbon?
I do. I've shot everything.
Oh, man, you don't shoot bourbon.
What?
No, you don't.
Man, I remember when I was downtown and they took me into that vault at the game
place. It's like
picking
up a steak with your hands.
It can happen. But in that vault place, they took me in for
this.
They
took you what?
Into the vault, the game. They had a vault of like high-end liquor.
Uh-huh.
And I had like a $200 tab every time I walked in, which it's impossible to spend $200 in alcohol at that place. You know, there's a lot of fun things to do. So they take me in there, and the guy's like, here, let me give you this high-end tequila. And he pours it in the shot glass.
Yeah.
What do you think I did? I shot
different.
It.
You shoot tequila.
No, not when a bottle is like $700.
Yeah.
You're supposed to sip it. So, yeah, I mean, it was a really expensive, it was like $75 a shot.
Oof.
And I just threw it back. I was like, that was pretty good. You want to give me another one? He's like, no, not if you're going to do that. Offended the man.
He cuts his pearls?
Yeah. Like, oh. You're supposed to enjoy that. I did. No, I'd like to enjoy another one now.
I don't put bourbon in the shot glass.
That's okay.
Yeah, he got me. It was a rocks class, and I just didn't do it.
Send it back.
Mm. I paid for it.
It still doesn't matter to me.
It does matter.
It's not a fine gesture.
It's not like some stranger. It's not like we just met. That's my dude. Trust me, he wasn't offended.
Didn't you send something back when you were in New York with Ed?
Did he send something
Didn't
back
someone give you a drink, or that was just when you just weren't paying attention?
That's when he...
I thought someone, if he wasn't paying attention, someone gave him a drink, and he was like, nah.
He whiffed on a threesome.
Rob's...
Oh, well.
I didn't whiff.
He took the pitch.
I didn't whiff. They had an intentional walk, and I refused to go to first base.
I'm not. Are you out with that Albert Bell?
I Albert Belled them.
I thought you said it was hard to finish until you saw the husband crying in the corner. Is that
you think that chair's for?
By the way, Rob talking about sending his gift back, it gives me those feels of Will Ferrell in Old School. Remember at his wedding when he got the bread maker, and he goes to like the 5-year-old's birthday party, and he re-gifts him the bread maker. I didn't want this. This is for you.
World of Stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, we'll take a look at the NFL wild card round up next on The Fan.